affair is not necessarily the end of a relationship, but it definitely depends on quite a few things. Obviously, if someone made a mistake, did something with another person outside of the bounds of the relationship contract and comes and is remorseful and tells their partner, that's a very different situation than an affair that's been going on for years with a lot of secrecy and deceiving.
What are some of the motivating factors that drive someone to have an affair that you hear?
There's so many reasons why someone might have an affair. It can be really tempting to seek out that new relationship energy, and couples and individuals often really miss that time feeling really special, that intense sexual chemistry that we just don't have anymore in long-term relationships. So sometimes it's seeking that. Sometimes it's a way to get out of a relationship from someone that doesn't really have good conflict skills or is very conflict avoidant. Sometimes it's a great relationship and the person is just tempted and unfortunately follows that temptation outside of the bounds of the relationship. There's many other reasons as well, and it doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with the primary relationship.
Ella, there's this element of, I guess, shame or even perhaps guilt that you haven't provided enough or done enough to keep your partner from straying. Is that part of the conversations that you have with people?
It's an interesting question because it talks about how we really frame betrayal. And in our society, we think of an affair, you know, from a married couple as the ultimate betrayal. But there are many other betrayals in a relationship that are not spoken about. Perhaps we could consider not having sex with your partner anymore as a betrayal, because for many people that's, you know, part of the expectation of their partner, unless, you know, they're asexual or something else is agreed upon. People can grow apart, be too busy. You know, it's never to blame the victim in any way. Being dishonest is always, you know, not okay. But yes, definitely people can really feel, I should have, if only, all that sort of regret.
Should you ever meet the person that your partner has had that encounter with?
Yeah, there's that movie, isn't there, where all the girls who have been the affair partners and the partners meet up and plan this whole thing against the guy that's been secretly seeing them all. I don't know if it's going to go as well as it went in the movie. You know, that's a really sort of broad question and depends on the situation, but it could be appropriate to understand. I think going and sneaking around and, you know, asking that person and confronting them about what happened, it's probably not going to go that well. If you wanted to confront someone about an affair, it's probably your partner that you should be having that conversation with.
As a relationships counsellor, Ella, what is the commonalities, or if there is any, that you do hear when couples are coming in to speak to you about affairs?
It's usually because there is a great deal of remorse and they really want to save the relationship. And so in that case, I always encourage couples that, you know, an affair can actually be an opportunity to become closer, an opportunity to really look at what needs both are wanting to be met and how to have a really strong relationship. I like to use a metaphor of a scar. You know, it can feel like this open wound for a while, but, you know, through good therapy and through work by the couple, hopefully it can be like a battle scar that they can both show and say, look how much stronger we are because we have this and because we survived this together.
Do you need to air your grievances to be able to move on, or how long should you be holding on to this?
In the early stages after an affair has been disclosed or come to light, you've got to remember that the person that had the affair has known about this since it started, whereas the partner that's been betrayed just found out. So they're in shock, they can feel embarrassed, they can feel angry, sad, hopeful, everything in between. And so really giving some space for that person to catch up is important. And then the next phase is to ask the questions to really help that person understand, you know, what, why, where, and who, but being very careful that you don't traumatize yourself. Be really careful you don't ask any questions about, you know, was the affair partner bigger or smaller or richer or whatever than me. That's not going to help. neither is positions or, you know, things that they did sexually. You can actually experience flashbacks and trauma symptoms if you get too much information, because you can imagine things that are then very hard to let go of. After that, at some point, it is important to not bring it up constantly, but to have a safe space to check in, how are we going around this? Otherwise, it can seem to just seep into any good times the couple's having and get in the way of that repair.
I'm Jess Naunton, and today on Risky Business, you're hearing from relationship counsellor and sex therapist Ella Shannon, and we're exploring the topic of affairs.
Time doesn't really heal all wounds. If you leave something to fester, that can really get infected and actually get worse and worse. So you do need to go in there and really clean out that wound. I had this gorgeous couple in their 70s come and see me. The affair had happened when they were in their early 20s, and it was still something that was coming up regularly when they would be having an argument. So it's never too late to work on things, but you do have to really look at it. And then at some point, be willing to actually draw a line in the sand and choose that you're not going to let it affect you anymore, and that you now trust your partner.
I mean, we've obviously been talking a little bit more about the physical affair, but is it possible to have an emotional affair?
Yeah, absolutely. And because it's less clear, it's a little bit difficult sometimes to differentiate between an emotional affair and a healthy friendship with someone that you might be attracted to. So an emotional affair includes secrecy, sharing at a more in-depth level with that person than you would with your primary partner. And it includes sexual chemistry usually. So people that have been involved in an emotional affair will say, but we never did anything. But that they would admit, perhaps to themselves or know within each other at least, there was a lot more happening. There was a current, that there was an indiscretion outside the bounds of the relationship contract.
Ella, are there any traditional signs that your partner's eyes are wandering?
So warning signs might be things like taking more private phone calls and emails, shielding the phone, schedule changing, new interests, focus on the appearance in a way that perhaps wasn't such a focus before, money being used for things you're not really sure where that went. And sometimes there might be an increase in sexual desire for the primary partner, and others may start to avoid sex. These are some of the things that you might see. But really, you know, that gut feeling, if you've been with someone for a while, you generally have a sense if something's off.
What advice would you have for people out there that may be going through this?
So if an affair has come to light and you're confused, that's absolutely understandable. Totally fine to want to stay together. It's totally fine to decide that that's too much and you want to separate. But do reach out and get help. Make sure that you're really making a decision from your own heart, and give yourself a little bit of time to get over the shock and the embarrassment before you really decide which direction you'd like to go. There's a great metaphor that new relationship energy is like the Instagram filter, and you look all gorgeous to each other because you're showing your shiniest self. And a long-term relationship is like a magnifying mirror. You're seeing every little pore and potential fault and wrinkle. Now, none is better than the other. It's fun to have that fresh new relationship energy. But just remember that that person will turn into the magnifying mirror for you at some point. So just be careful about the decisions that you're making.